Portions of our broadcast day made possible by internet media providers, makers of Patriot. With Patriot, every news channel in the world is at your fingertips. The Patriot. For more information, look for the link to internet media providers on this website or app, or visit us directly at www.internetmediaproviders.com.
Jesus Christ is the real champ, and the real truth. There are no lies living in here. Nothing but pure truth coming from God. This is Pure Truth Session with your host, Lady Ty.
you see me cry. It's just a sign that I'm still alive. I got some scars, but I'm still alive in spite of calamity. He still has a plan for me, and it's working for me.
Just touch somebody and tell them, say, I made it.
What's up? It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, here with another amazing Pure Truth session. And I'm excited, guys. Why am I excited? Because this is a day that the Lord has made. So I'm rejoicing. I'm glad in it. Why am I excited? Because this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. So the world can't take it away. You understand? I'm here with the good news. Start spreading the news. I know the news has things taking place and going on. But what I want to explain to you is what I do when I wake up, I renew my mind. I adjust my thoughts. I surrender my heart and my mind to my King, to my Lord, to my Savior, and His name is Jesus. And when I keep my mind on Him, when I fix my eyes on Him, He gives me perfect peace. And He reminds me that He will rescue me, that He is the one that set the captives free. He reminds me of His love, that He gives me strength in the midst of a storm. So today, I just want to remind you, listen. This Pure Truth session is the pure truth about renewing your mind in 2020. Because, honey, 2020 has been lit in more ways than one. I know you know what I'm talking about. We in America, you in Africa, you in Asia, you in Indonesia, wherever you are listening to this international broadcast. And shout out to the 6 million listeners plus. Only God could do that. So God bless all of you. And let's pray right now. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray, God, that right now as this message goes forth, that they would not hear any of me, Lord, but that they will hear all of you. That the anointing, God, on this message will break yokes, that you will set captives free, and that you will get the glory, and a great commission will go forth, and people and laborers will be even activated through this message, God. Encouraged, their fire will be ignited, God, that they would, Father, they would turn back to you in such a way, Lord, that the passion, Father, the passion of doing what you've called them to do, their purpose will be rising up. I speak to the greatness on the inside of them right now. I even shift the atmosphere where they are. I say joy. Yes, the joy of the Lord is our strength, God. So I speak strength to them right now. I speak your joy. I release the love of God right now that would drive out all fear, God, all concern, all worry, all anxiety. We're canceling that in the name of Jesus. And I'm calling forth your presence, Lord. And I thank you for what you're about to do on this international radio show and on for those that are listening to the podcast, that even right now that they feel the shifting, they feel the turning in their belly, they feel the living waters rising up, God. So thank you for the ability for us to renew our mind even right here, Lord. So I lift up this message and your people right now, and I say peace, be still, in Jesus' name, amen. Listen, guys, I'm going to play this song called Rescue, right? And it's by Lauren Dangle. I might say her name wrong. But I just want to share with you, and I'm telling you that so you can go listen to it on your own. But God will rescue us. We are not hidden. We are not forgotten. None of that, right? And so today's scripture that we are reading that I want you to read on your own as well is Psalms 91 and Psalms 37 and Psalms 1. Those are the scriptures that you are going to go and meditate, because what's happening right now, I am sharing with you what God has assigned me to share with you. And so what I'm about to do right now is play this song so you can enjoy it right now. That's what I'm about to do, is play this song so you can enjoy this song. So I need you to get excited about this song, Rescue, right? Because we are renewing our mind. And what does that mean when we're renewing our mind? We are going to believe God. We are going to refresh our mind. So many thoughts and images and things have been going on this planet, but we have to keep our eyes to the hill. We have to keep our peace in Jesus. We have to focus on what God is saying. So just remember this song as we get ready to go forth and shift. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Share this message. Share this podcast.
You are not hidden. There's never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. Though you have been broken, your innocence stolen, I hear you whisper underneath your breath.
This is what the Lord is saying to you right now.
I hear your SOS, your SOS.
The Lord is our rescuer.
There is no distance that cannot be covered over and over. You're not defenseless. I'll be your shelter. I'll be your armor. I hear you whisper.
Yes, he will rescue you. You have to remember that God will rescue you. Did you forget what he told you? Come on, he said, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Come on, surely he will save you. That's what I need you to understand. Surely he will save you right there. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Do you believe that he will rescue you? Well, if you believe that he will rescue you, come on, journey with me, join me, get in obedience. What am I saying? What do you do if you believe that God will rescue you? Will you go ahead and put on the full armor of God? Will you put on the full armor? Have you put on the full armor of God? Where is the full armor of God located? Come on. In Ephesians chapter 6, what are we putting on? The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the spirit, the belt of truth, the shoes of gospel, right? We are putting on this entire armor of God. And what I remind you, this is where I need you to be. I need you thinking on what is true, what is pure, what is noble. You might be meditating on the news. You might be meditating on current events, right? But that's not the way that we renew our mind, right? You're being programmed by meditating on things that the world is presenting to you, things that CNN is showing you, right? Listen, that being programmed is not being productive. What you want to do is what God said, right? God's good news can give hope to the hopeless. And so that's why I'm doing this Pure Truth session. I'm your girl, Lady Ty the Great. Why? Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. And let me promise you something, that God, he that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. So God is going to finish performing his great work on the inside of you. So I need you to get up from that place that you've been in. I need you to understand that it won't always be like this, that God's chosen people will rise up, and I need you to focus and shift your mindset. So follow the instructions below that I'm giving to you. I need you to follow these instructions with me. Meditate on God's word. What are the instructions? All right, in Joshua 1:8, what does that say? The book of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So listen, I want spiritual success, mental success, come on, physical success. Listen, we want the success. We want to live what God has said, but I'm just showing you right there. Basically what that say, the Holy Hood version, because y'all know I'm Holy Hood. What does that mean? The hood people say I'm too holy, and the holy people say I'm too hood. So basically I'm not fitting in nobody's lane, but I'm just right for God. I'm a little bit of this and a little bit of that, right? So I'm Lady Ty. I'm me, how God designed me. And guess what? There's more people out there that's like me. Not more Lady Ty's. Nah. Well, there's another Lady Ty, but anyway, she's not Lady Ty the Great. She's Lady Ty in her own lane. But here, what am I saying to you? That we are amazing and we are God's people, and it is time for us to rise up. And we don't, rising up is a mindset. So Joshua 1:8, the Holy Hood version, basically says, listen, hold the Bible down. Like listen to the Bible, read the Bible, repeat what the Bible is saying. Why? Why the Bible? Because it's God breathed, right? It's God's word, right? Meditate on that day and night, right? So that you could be careful to do what's written in it. So you can put the full armor of God on. You can receive the peace of Jesus. You understand? In the middle of a storm, you can have the joy of the Lord as your strength. You can count it all joy. You can know that when you experience trials and tribulations, that it's just a trying of your faith, and that God is going to make you perfect. He's going to make the situation. He's going to perfect that. You're going to persevere, wanting and lacking nothing. Come on. Focus on the Bible that tells you the Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. That's what Joshua 1:8 is just telling you. Focus on what is written, right? So you can prosper, period. Now, the other scripture going to tell you, let me see, Romans 12:2, do not renew your mind. Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do you renew your mind? By getting in God's word, waking up with God's word. You might wake up to the news. You might wake up to Facebook. You might wake up to IG, but wake up to JC. Come on, wake up to Jesus Christ. What he said, that he's going to give you life and life more abundantly, but you steady watching the TV where you looking at death, right? Destruction and hatred. But what did the Lord tell you in Philippians 4:8, he told you, think on these things, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, dwell on these things. But you steady dwelling on something else. Don't forget, in Psalms 1, let me not go too fast. We're talking about renewing our mind. I'm giving you scriptures that's telling you this is what God is telling us to do. So right now, if you focus on anything else, you tripping. You tripping because you're meditating on the things of the world. And now you're conforming without even knowing it. So God is saying to you, holla at him. Because see, also the Lord tell you, I'm going to tell you and show you great and mighty things that you know not. God will give you the info and the strategy on what to do, how to do, or at least how to move. He gonna give you a piece to the puzzle, but you gotta kick it with him. Don't let your mind be all over the place with everything else. See, the closer you, the more you do things of the world, the less you're doing things in the spirit. The flesh and the spirit, they not cool with each other. It's like opposites. They not feeling each other. So it's like faith and fear. You're not gonna be driving around with faith. You don't understand what I'm saying? And fear is sitting next to it. Nah, one of those things have to go. That's why the scripture tells us no man can serve two masters. You got to pick one. Choose this day, life or death. So what I want to say to you, you may say, oh, well, I'm just, this is what's happening now. Okay, but you are God's chosen people that's supposed to prophesy. Call those things that are not. Yes, you can prophesy. You can speak things into existence. Why do you think everybody else now is kicking it, talk about manifest this and manifest that? No, God is a great manifester. And he put us in the earth. We was made in his image and his likeness. And we got his power on the inside of us. And power of life and death is in our tongue. So use your tongue, boo. You tripping. Now use your tongue to go to read Psalms 1. Nobody says that. But that's what makes me Lady Tide of Grace. Read Psalms 1:2-3. But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted. Don't go so fast. Who meditates on his law day and night. Don't get caught up with the words law and all that. Meditate on God's word day and night. So you have to have balance. If you don't have balance, you're going to find yourself tripping. You're going to find yourself in a frenzy, depressed, or, you know, oh, woe is me, having a pity party, all of that. And yeah, I know real life issues are taking place. Trust me. You don't think it was real when Moses and them was being chased by Pharaoh? Bruh, you don't think it was real when Harriet Tubman was having her situations? You don't think it was real? You know, I'm not saying it's not real. I know it's real. Come on. It's real. That's real. But what? Come on, talk to me. That's real. But what? Who can stand against the Lord? No one can. No one will. Victory belongs to who? Hello? Oh, we can't draw blank there. You hear what I'm saying? Situations may be going on, but whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. We are here on this earth just visiting to do what? God's great commission to carry out his plan. So however God see fit, you got to be like them three people that got Meshach, Beshach, and Abednego. Come on, I know I messed up somebody's name. Y'all about to sue me. Hold on. The point is, the three brothers that went into that fire, they told the king, listen, God is good. I'm paraphrasing. Calm down, extra deep saints. They said, God is good. Whether the Lord save us, whether the Lord choose to save us or not, we ain't going to bow to you. We not going to conform to you and your way. So whatever God does, whether God save us and don't let us go in the fire, or even if we do go in the fire, we not tripping because God is still lit and we're not bowing to you. What am I saying? That they kept their faith in their God and they just said, no matter what, I'm living a no matter what type of life. And so I want you to be encouraged to understand that God is with us. God is amazing. But this is a faith check. 2020 is going to be the year that many people see what is actually taking place, who's who and what's what. God is going to get the glory and nobody else is going to get the glory out the situation. So God is going to be able to show who's his soldiers, who's his people that's rolling with him, because you're going to be able to see in our character. It's going to be displayed. So I want to remind you these three things: faith, hope, and love. Three things will last forever, right? And the greatest of these is love. So right now I release the love of God. I release God's grace to you. I want to remind you that God's grace is sufficient. So when you feeling weak, when you feel like you tripping, just renew your mind. Put on a full armor of God. Grab you a song that you like, a song that blesses you, that gets you out of that stuck place. Because this is not the time to be distracted. Oh, this is still the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Don't everybody just go hiding in their house now. Oh no, nah. This is not that time. This is that time for your faith to rise up, and you will rise up, and so will God's people. So remember that God will rescue you, and I'm here with you praying for you. I'm praying for God's chosen people, and I'm excited that he will part the Red Sea. So I pray that this message encouraged you. I pray that you were reminded that God will rescue you.
I hear the whisper underneath your breath. I hear you whisper you have nothing left. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true. I will rescue you.
Surely he will save you from the foulest snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart, and you will not fear the terror at night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come your way near your tent. And for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen. Psalms 91. Did you hear that? I will be with him in trouble. Doesn't mean there won't be trouble, but we can count that all joy because the Lord will be with you. So as you exit off of this message, share it with somebody, encourage somebody else, give them hope. That's one thing that God's news does. God's news is the good news. It gives hope to the hopeless. And I want to remind you today that it's in God's hands, and so are you. Just surrender. If you are listening to this message and you do not have Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, or you want to be sure that you do, and you is just seeking salvation, seeking a connection, you just want to know that you have a place to go after this earth, that you will make it to a place of peace. Well, I want to offer you right now to receive Jesus in your heart. It's easy as ABC. A, admit that you've done wrong things. Admit that you're a sinner. All have sinned and fallen short. Come on, me, you, everybody on this earth except for Jesus. Admit that you're a sinner. Believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and he died for our sins. And C, commit your heart right now to him by opening your heart and just saying, come into my heart, Lord. I want to experience you. And that's it, y'all. If you have done those steps right there, admit, believe, commit, welcome to the kingdom. I celebrate you today, and I thank you for joining this message. But more importantly, I thank you for joining the kingdom. God's kingdom come, God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God bless you.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
No weapon formed.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one weapon, no.
Although they've set a snare, a trap, I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
There just ain't one.
Portions of our broadcast day made possible by internet media providers, makers of CrossLink. With CrossLink, you can view any Christian television station in the world using CrossLink. For more information, look for the link to internet media providers on this website or app, or visit us directly at www.internetmediaproviders.com.
The session is done, for now. Come back next week for more Pure Truth.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
This broadcast is copyrighted by Lady Ty the Great Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.